This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Well,
Mimi,
as the Beatles sang,
yeah.
It was 20 years ago today.
Oh, today's the day?
As far as I can tell.
Uh-huh. I mean, I'm serious this time.
So am I.
I'm not kidding you this time.
So am I. As far as I can tell, today is the 20-year anniversary of our show.
Well, congratulations.
Here we go.
We're big on those big celebrations.
The details are always sketchy. Yes. I know it was 2 weeks before Christmas. Uh-huh. In 1985.
There you go.
So this would be close enough.
Far too much of that.
Get ready for some real excitement,
mm-hmm.
because I was looking for a tape of me and Mike doing our first show.
Oh.
It exists?
Oh, no!
Couldn't find it.
Oh, it doesn't exist.
Went through all the boxes in the basement.
Right.
Finally found one cassette
uh-huh.
that said February 1986.
That's as close. That's pretty damn close.
So that's almost 20 years ago.
Because we started in December of
85. And here we go, 20 years later. Now,
oh, this is going to be painful.
We will play this in its entirety at some point during the show today or in future days.
I'm going to go to 7-Eleven when we play it.
I think you'll find the show really hasn't changed.
Now I know it's going to be bad.
Yeah. Excuse me for living. Where do you work, Marcy?
I work downtown D.C.
Is there anybody else there besides you?
We have a wide variety of people here from all ages.
Can you pass the phone along real quickly?
Okay, you bet. Here we go.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Blair. I work at the cleaners right next door, Crest Cleaners.
We love you.
I love you, too.
Pass it on.
This is my duck call. All right. My duck call.
Those were the days.
We'll save that.
20 years ago.
That was my only contribution to that segment of tape. That was a duck call.
20 years. And that's what it's come to. 20 years.
President Bush and I wish everyone a very happy holiday.
Yes, but now let's
we're waiting for their letter.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
I've got to start that over again. Just because I wanted to just make sure that I said.
President Bush and I wish everyone a very happy holiday.
As does Clay Aiken.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Hello.
Let your heart be light.
Hello, hello.
From now on.
Oh, God.
Our trust.
You know what? This is crap. We're going to stop this. We're just going to stop this.
Hello.
Yeah. Have yourself.
Okay. All right.
It's the Logo Network.
Logo. Actually, being as this is now officially the start, I mean, it's 2 weeks before
the
big day. 2 days before Santa Claus. 2 weeks before Santa Claus.
Here comes Santa Claus.
Let's see who we can select to start the show today. Not Clay Aiken. Something that really means something to people. Now, we've already played Mike Douglas. Happy birthday, Jesus.
Mike Douglas.
That means a lot.
Only man make me moist, Mike Douglas.
That's a pretty good one.
Uh-huh.
I like number one.
You like number one?
Very much.
I like number three.
They're both good.
I like number one. I like number three.
I like number three better than number one or number two.
Isolate that.
However, sometimes number two can be damn satisfying.
Mike, not talking about your guttural thoughts.
Oh, all right.
No. These are the cuts on the CD.
I see. Are they all Michael Douglas?
They're not Mike Douglas.
No.
I'll tell you that the one that Rob is going for is Ben and Haas and Little Joe Cartwright.
Oh, hello.
Singing strong. Merry Christmas, Neighbor.
Okay.
I'm going for Bobby Vinton, Santa Must Be Polish.
Yes. Oh, my.
And then I'll throw out as just a wild card, card Bobby Boris Pickett. A Monster's Holiday.
That's the same guy that did the Monster Mash.
Right.
That's right.
Sequels are great.
Which would you love to start with today? Which would you love to start with today?
I'd like to start with Haas and Little Joe.
Buzz.
I also would like Haas and Little Joe.
Okay, outvoted. Here we go. Start today's show with Haas and Little Joe.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas, neighbors. Merry Christmas, neighbor. Happy days to you.
Fort. Fort, fort, fort.
Merry Christmas, neighbor.
Fort.
Fort,
fort, fort.
Year through. Earth is friendly and happy.
Great big fort.
May it all be just neighborly. As it is.
Gotta get them out of here.
Yeah. The Cartwrights.
The door is stuck.
We're trying to get them out of here, but we're having trouble getting them out.
Great big fork.
Shake it a little harder, Don. Maybe we both grab it if we can get them out of here.
Let me
go. Yeah, help us, Buzz. Will you? Let's see what we can do.
They're gone.
They told you.
Merry Christmas, neighbor.
I thought it would be better than.
What was your choice?
Bobby Vinton.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Albeit no better. But Santa must be a Polak. He should be Polish.
Yeah. Little polka pain.
Let me know if you want to hit the door on this one.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Same problem with the door, though.
Fuck the door. It's still jammed. Get out of here.
Man, oh, man.
Get out of here. You would think three guys would be able to open a door. All we have
Bobby
to do is try a little harder. For the love of God, grab the top part of it.
20 years.
20.
Freaking years.
Wow. Okay. Santa must be Polish.
Hello there.
Oops.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Happy anniversary, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Well, if this isn't an excuse, this ought to be a day for drinking.
That didn't go too well for me last night.
You drinking or us drinking?
I'll join you.
All right.
Thank you for the call.
All right.
Goodbye. And now let's really start the show Christmas style. I don't care. We played it last week. Mike Douglas.
Lots of ring-a-ling, ding-a-ling. Holly, jolly, wally, jolly.
Only white man made me moist. Mike Douglas.
Katie got a dolly.
There we go.
It cries and blinks its eyes.
We've come a long way, haven't we?
That sure happens. That's progress.
20 years.
Yeah. That's evolution. Who says there's no evolution?
We were
Kansas.
Christmas. So mama stayed up all night long.
No, Buzz's stay.
Oh.
Sitting in the
kitchen. You know, they got that whole Bass Ackridge thing happening.
I don't know where you heard that.
Here's the part everybody loves.
Yes. Church bells ding-a-ling. Church bells ring-a-ling.
It's Christmas. Mike, we're going to have to, Michael, we're going to have to show you out of here.
Call him Mike. It's not Michael Douglas.
Michael Douglas
holding the door.
He's putting up a fight. He is putting up a fight, dude.
Oh, headlock.
Come on.
Out.
Out, damn host.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello. Now we're rooking. Now we're rooking. I said that like a Japanese DJ would. Now we're rooking. Now we're rocking and rooking.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Actually, it would be Lock and Lolling, and if I was rooking, I would be rooking in the corner where I see Rob Spivak.
Hi.
Hi, Rob. Oh, and,
Hello.
Hi, Julia.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
Yeah, start the show. And first, let's ask this lady right here how her weekend was.
Damn.
Not good. They're out of here.
Esther?
Esther's trying to get out.
Damn.
There we go.
Wow, hi there, superhero Hebrew man.
I'm off duty today. I'm traveling in disguise.
You're disguised as
a Gentile.
Go ahead.
Oh, hold on a second. Here's your intro.
Soup pie.
Hi.
It's me, Super Duke.
How's your anniversary?
Sleeping son.
Sleepy. Very sleepy.
Very tired.
Happy anniversary, guys.
Thank you, Rob.
20 more.
Yeah. What, days? Hours.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Pryor and all the citizens. The inspirations for the movie Brokeback Mountain. Don Geronimo. Nice boot. Mike O'Mara.
Homo.
You know what that is, right? That's a faggot cowboy movie.
Oh, really?
With Jacob Gyllenhaal.
About
those two guys.
And Heath Ledger.
They go up in the woods and they pitch and catch.
Rated R.
Yes.
Includes nudity.
We are starting right here at Don and Mike Show. We're starting with Chicago. And Make Me Smile. And here we go. 20 years later, it's the Don and Mike Show and a new episode of this Monday.
Monday!
1-2-1-2-0-5.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Hi there, Buzz. And you can call us from anywhere in America. Here's the phone number. 877-365-3636. From Canada or from Mexico, you can call the show at 800-636-1067. If you're listening on WJFK in Washington, our flagship station, call 202-432-1067. Our show is also finally being warmly streamed on the Internet.
Oh, baby.
It's like a ray of golden sunshine streaming all over you.
Let it flow.
Go to DonnaMikeWebsite.com. Click on Listen Live. Oh, and when you go to our website, you'll also be able to... Oh, here we go. I don't know. Is this as good as Mike Douglas?
Yeah.
Really, you think so?
At least. I disagree.
If you go to DonnaMikeWebsite.com, you can click on Soldiers, or Sex for Soldiers.
Right.
That's what we're calling it. Sex for Soldiers. Over the weekend, we put the thing up Friday night after the show. They tell me right before the show there's 1,682 votes.
Wow.
And right now your leader is the guy who was the gunner on the Hummer.
Right. No problem with that one.
Second place. Oh, gosh, this is not a pick-me-up, but it's the only way to describe it. The dead body collector.
Yeah.
And third place is the Lance Corporal with two tours of duty.
Wonderful.
You can. That's right.
Happy birthday, Caesar.
You can go to our website and vote for the soldier you like the best, the story you like the best.
Lady got a dolly.
Get out of here, Mike. Not you, Mike. The other Mike.
Michael.
Mr. Douglas.
Get him out. Michael Douglas.
Right, there he goes.
Who is a young grandfather also.
Go to the website. Tell me about it. Go to the website and click on for your favorite soldier story.
Right. He was a young grandfather like you.
And on December 15th, we will announce the winner, and the soldier who deserves it the most gets an all-expense-paid trip out to the Bunny Ranch in Reno, Nevada, where they are going to get laid like they never been laid before.
VIP treatment all
around. You are going to get so laid. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don and Mike, yeah. I'd like to congratulate you guys on 20 years of doing your show.
Thank you.
Which is about 20 years longer than Tukey Williams should have been allowed to live.
Oh my, so you're in favor of the execution of the death row inmate.
Yes.
Thank
you for making our 20th year anniversary greeting into your own personal political
space. I hope that Arnold comes through. Mm-hmm. For the guy who writes the books for the kids now.
Right. The thing is, I've heard that he's had all the appeals with the 22 appeals and all of that. And so it's a very hot button issue in California.
Oh my God.
Whether to execute or not to execute. You say he's done good things in the prisons, but yet way back when
yes.
he did the bad thing.
Right.
Very, very bad. With not lots of remorse.
Who does that remind you of? Arnold?
Me.
No, who's the guy your dad loves so much?
Adolf Hitler. Huh. Jawohl. Back in the days, that hasn't been proven. Just one picture.
Speaking of Nazi lovers, what did I read over the weekend? That they had a an auction of the belongings, the personal belongings of Marge Schott.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Beloved former owner of the Cincinnati Reds and just one sexy, delicious woman.
She, there was not a wrinkle that I would not have traced with my tongue.
And none of the, what made me interested in the story was the fact that none of the Reds memorabilia from the time when she owned it, when they were the big red machine.
Right.
I mean, when you had, trust me, she had the big red machine.
Yeah. She was a big sweater wearer.
You had Joe Morgan, you had Pete Rose, you had Johnny Bench. Right. I mean, you had that whole friggin' team that was just a knockout.
And now, was she there running it for that, or did she come? I know her husband.
I think she was behind the scenes.
She was behind the scenes until after that era. Right.
But what they were intimating in this article was that she's just got boxes and boxes of stuff that people would kill for, this red stuff.
Oh, really?
But what they did was they auctioned off her personal items.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many of her personal items would
her
have,
collection of sterling silver wands
would have been German oriented, much like that guy in American Beauty.
You mean like the Nazi plate that he has?
Right.
Yeah, the Nazi China.
I bought some of her things. Amazingly, none of them had been laundered, which really they came in a Ziploc bag.
Her personal effect.
Nice helmet.
Hello,
for giant panties.
Donna Mike Show.
They fit me.
Hello. Hello there.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, hello.
How you doing?
Hello there.
Oh, pretty good. I'd like to congratulate you on the 20 years of your show.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And everybody loves Don and Mike.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you.
Little tribute.
See, people,
that was so, so good.
Darn it, people really do care.
Mm-hmm. That, like,
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, radio guys.
Hi there.
Hey, my name's Justin. I'd like to wish you guys a happy anniversary.
What did you say your name was?
Justin.
Justin. This is Justin.
Yeah.
All right. You have a mohawk?
Listen to KCP, yeah.
It's Justin. It's
happy
just in case we get someone else on the phone, we'll hang up on him.
Hey, when did the mohawk slide back in? When did the mohawk with hair slide back in?
Oh, I don't think it ever really
never
went
left,
away.
Mike. Never
no, but
left.
The old mohawk was you really, I think to do a proper mohawk, you shave the rest of your head. Really right. Shave it. Not right. This, not like having a crew cut like Rob has, you know, around most of the head and then just a little streak of that. That's not a committed mohawk.
Don't you think of the Boz? Did Brian Bosworth have a mohawk?
But didn't the Boz have a real one? Like the kind where you almost shave your head and then you have the strip of hair. This one where it's just like you kind of comb your hair into a...
Everything about Brian Bosworth was real. Don't you remember when he was the next big thing?
He was a Sooner.
Rather than later.
Mm-hmm.
And also then there was the modified Mr. T mohawk that would go back and then around and under his ear.
But still, the rest of the head that didn't have the mohawk hair was shaved.
Right. I think that's just a sign of laziness.
I think it's not a committed... I mean, if you can have a mohawk, have a mohawk.
Okay, guys, we've got to put all this on the side burner.
Okay.
Because we have important tapes to get to.
Okay.
To start the show. And not the tape of us 20 years ago.
No.
Which we will get to. And not even the weekend stuff. That's not on tape. Like a weekend stuff. Rob's dog parade stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rob went to the dog parade.
Oh, cool. We've got... tapes of TV guys. First, let's start with Fox NFL Sunday.
Yes.
Now, don't know how to say this except to just give it to you straight. James Brown, JB, the host of that show.
Yeah.
Really, maybe the most decent guy that I've ever met in that field of broadcasting.
Wonderful human being.
Very. Not that I know everybody, but I've met a lot of dicks, and he's a real nice guy.
Very kind.
Okay. About 2 months ago, he calls up and he asks off the air for some put downs for Terry Bradshaw. Terry Bradshaw makes fun of the fact that he thinks JB is fat.
Yeah, that truckload of chickens blew over in Chicago that was on your way to your desk or whatever.
Like that. Now, here's the setup, and then we have the tape to play you of yesterday's Fox NFL Sunday. They're doing the thing with Terry Bradshaw. He's going to talk to Mohsen Mohammed of the Bears. And Terry Bradshaw, just as natural as can be, as they're going to the segment, says, incidentally, did you realize the moose eats 50 pounds of food a day? And then he reaches over and touches his arm and says, just like you, JB. And they go to the piece.
And it's natural, and it just comes right out of Terry.
Right.
And, you know, Terry does it effortlessly, and it's funny when Terry does it.
Right. Now, they come back from the piece where he asked the guy 10 questions, and they're all laughing about it. And James Brown is sitting in the left-hand corner of the studio, you know, on your screen,
right.
And he has a binder that has a punch hole in it and one of those metal rings.
Uh-huh.
With all kinds of pieces of paper, and he's just going like this. He's just going.
Looking for the perfect snap.
Paper, paper. Meanwhile, the other three guys are just continuing with what they're saying. James Brown grabs Terry Bradshaw by the arm and says, all of this coming from a man whose chair is on blocks. Now, this died a thousand deaths.
There were crickets. Do we have a copy of it?
Yes, we do.
Because I know he punted it. I don't know how he punted it, but I know he punted it.
Listen, here's the joke. Coming from a man whose house is on blocks,
mm-hmm.
a man whose car is on blocks.
Right.
Not chair.
Did it get converted to chair between here in Los Angeles?
No, I think it was between his brain and his mouth. That's why I don't want JB to get pissed.
No.
He's a great guy, a good friend of the show.
Yeah. Right.
But really, we sent him, our listeners sent him, about 1,000 fantastic put-downs.
Mm-hmm.
This is the second one now that JB's used on the air, and he's screwed up.
And what he does is he doesn't try to incorporate it into his regular stuff.
No,
he never will, because he wants to make it clear to Terry that he's reading our insults.
Okay.
And he gives us credit every time.
And it would be great if he could read the friggin' insult.
Yeah, like if he'd get off
the
a really
correct
good,
way.
If he'd get off a zinger, it ends up putting us down a little bit.
Right. So anyway, but it's great. It's funny. Here's the first. This is a two-parter. Uh-huh. So this is about 12:15 yesterday on Fox NFL Sunday.
All right. this is happy birthday.
Just someone's idea of a joke. Let's see.
Cut Sorry, it's not funny.
Jokes are good.
Cut number. Oh, there it is. Cut number four. Okay, JB. JB on Fox NFL Sunday.
All right, Terry Bradshaw probably has a pet moose down on the farm, but today he sits down with another moose. That would be Moose Muhammad.
Moose Muhammad, nicknamed the Moose, an animal that eats 50 pounds of food a day. So JB, you're not alone. Muhsin Muhammad.
So from the Don and Mike show, just to get
you. Hold on, right there, you hear the way Terry Bradshaw gets his off.
Right, you're not alone. It's simple,
right.
Simple, funny,
the way
pointed.
He gets it. We'll start it again from the beginning, so you can hear this thing.
All right, Terry Bradshaw probably has a pet moose down on the farm, but today he sits down with another moose. That would be Moose Muhammad.
Moose Muhammad, nicknamed the Moose, an animal that eats 50 pounds of food a day. So, JB, you're not alone. Moose Muhammad.
From the Don and Mike show. Is this a good one to get you?
Okay,
right
ahead. Go ahead.
I get this from a guy whose chair is up on blocks.
Wow.
No, that's too good. That's too good.
Only
each and every Sunday we cheer out football heroes. But what happens on Monday when the cheering stops and the physical pain begins? Up next, we'll go behind the scenes to see how the guy Jerome Bettis, otherwise known as the Bus, deals with playing and pain.
Now, JB, we love you.
He put a question mark on the
yes.
end of it.
We
come on, you got to commit to those.
We love you, JB. But the joke is house on blocks. Car on blocks.
Right.
Chair on blocks. That's from you, not from us.
Right.
Let's hear it one more time.
And you know, even using that one with all the ones that we have.
I know. Let's hear it one more time because I'd like to insert the crickets. And then you'll hear a brief rebuttal
yes.
from the rest of the crew later in the show.
All right, Terry Bradshaw probably has a pet moose down on the farm, but today he sits down with another moose. That would be Moose Muhammad.
Moose Muhammad, nicknamed the Moose, an animal that eats 50 pounds of food a day. So, JB, you're not alone. Moose Muhammad.
From the Don and Mike show, this is a good one to get you.
Okay,
right
ahead. Go ahead.
I get this from a guy whose chair is up on blocks.
Wow.
No, that's too good. That's too good.
Oh, no.
Each and every Sunday we cheer out football heroes.
So listen, on one hand, it's good. There's JB mentioning our show again,
uh-huh.
using the insults. But
right.
on the other hand, let's say that, you know, that you're watching the show and you're going, God, these guys, Don and Mike, they must just suck their ass that they're giving them such bad jokes.
This comes from the Don and Mike show. Terry, what do you think of this one? You are a big tart.
You know, I mean, we give him a lot of great ones about.
He's got a bunch of them
about eating possums and about redneck stuff, and we got a lot of them for Terry about him looking like Frankenstein.
Sure,
but like Mike said, even with a less than perfect joke, so, if you commit and sell it.
Yeah, even if he sold that one, hey, I'm getting this from a guy who's got his chair up on block.
Right? So listen, JB, you screwed up the line. Okay. We move along in the show. It's now 5 minutes until 1 o'clock. They're still on the national network feed, right, and they're getting ready to throw it to your local game, your local Fox game.
This melody.
It's Michael Douglas.
No, here it is. Here's the second mention on Fox NFL Sunday.
And Chicago has to get some points. Everybody's been saying that. It's not going to happen today.
Even though Don and Mike will continue to be friends, you and Howie think of the other
Don and Mike love you, but check that.
A hungry man is an angry man.
Be careful.
Some of you with the early games, you go out there, the rest of you will see back. All right, we'll talk soon.
Yeah, that's right. That was Howie.
Yeah. That's too funny. Let's
hear it one more time. One more time.
And Chicago has to get some points. Everybody's been saying that. It's not going to happen today.
Even though Don and Mike will continue to be friends, you and Howie think of the other
Don and Mike love you, but check that.
A hungry man is an angry man. So be careful. Some of you with the early games, you go out there, the rest of you will see it back. All right, we'll talk soon.
Wow. I feel sacrificed.
You have to listen.
Feel sacrificed.
If you listen real carefully when the music is fading out, you hear Howie Long say, insult bad.
What did Howie say? Hey, Don and Mike, it was something like,
said,
love you, but
here it is one more time.
And Chicago has to get some points. Everybody's been saying that. It's not going to happen today.
Even though Don and Mike will continue to be friends, you and Howie think of the other
Don and Mike love you, but chuck that.
A hungry man is an angry man.
But chuck that out.
Terry was saying, hey, Don and Mike love you, but chuck that.
Yeah. And that then, was Terry?
No, Howie said that.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I get them mixed up.
And then, they're both very handsome.
That's right.
And then as it is fading,
Howie said that.
Howie does say, burn it.
Oh, wow.
But that's odd because his normal stand is fire bed.
Okay, I'll let it play all the way through because I didn't hear the burn it. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Douglas.
Sorry, I'm just not trying to have
church
today.
Bells ring-a-ling.
And Chicago has to get some points. Everybody's been saying that. It's not going to happen today.
Even though Don and Mike will continue to be friends, you and Howie think of the other
Don and Mike love you, but check that.
A hungry man is an angry man, so be careful. Some of you with the early games, you go out there, the rest of you will see back. All right, we'll talk soon.
I heard him say burn it.
Yeah.
I heard him say burn it.
Burn it.
JB, if you're out there, anybody out there listening? Maybe Elizabeth from Fox Sports, who's wonderful with JB, if you're listening. Please, as Stick sang, don't let it end this way.
No, don't let it end. We might have to get personally involved and then send our own.
If it takes coaching of JB, we'll help him with the coaching.
Right.
And we appreciate the shout-outs on television and the fact that the Fox guys have all been on the show. But for God's sakes, I mean, we've got to give JB the knockout punch.
And we might have to do some coaching and have JB alter his personality a little bit.
Or
like where he just stares at Terry and says, you know, I never really liked you.
Or have we helped too much already?
Terry was right about Chicago not scoring points. I just went to look back at the score and
hello.
He was right. I just like to take those to the bank too sometimes.
Hello.
Donnie.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I actually laughed at that joke because I took it to mean when I heard his chair was up on blocks, it was a short joke, not a redneck joke.
See, but Terry Bradshaw, hold on a second. Mm. Terry Bradshaw, isn't he like 6'? I mean, look at the guy.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was a short joke.
No,
I didn't get the redneck angle because I didn't know what
to do. Anything up on blocks is redneck.
No, come on. Please.
Come on.
Come on, get out of here.
But that's why he shouldn't have chosen that one. That sounded like Jerry Seven. He shouldn't have chosen that one.
Yeah. And here's the thing. It's pressure on the fire.
What he does is he's editing out the good ones for the nice ones. Right. For the ones that just are bad.
Because he's JB.
Because he wants to be nice.
He doesn't want the one that just kicks Terry right in the nuts that would make all of the guys laugh.
Right. Exactly.
He said his mom was watching, and he couldn't say anything to upset his mom.
You know, and you know, here's the wild card. You know what you go for? You go for his relationships. Because he's got that rap. You know, he's got that rap. He's got that kind of like, you know, been in a lot of bad relationships, hasn't he?
You can laugh at him, Mike.
Really?
Yes.
Has he been more than three?
I believe so.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio gods.
Hi there.
Hi. At the very end, doesn't JB say, okay, we'll toss it? Is he talking about the insult book?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I think it's Howie Long that says toss it, or it says chuck it.
Mm. I think I thought Howie said burn it, and then at the very end, I thought JB said, okay, we'll toss it.
You know, either way.
Well, we have to find out if he's going to throw it out.
On our, thank you for the call.
Yeah. Is it really? He didn't give it a fair chance.
Either way, on our 20th anniversary, I think it's wonderful that we are still as petty, that we are pawning over 6 seconds, perhaps, on network television where some guy said our name.
And I really think we should not only, it shouldn't be chucked, but it shouldn't just be Terry. We should have a book for JB for every member of the crew. We should have one for Jimmy Johnson, starting with Mel Tillis. And we should have Howie Long, starting with the Frankenstein.
He's going to need more binders.
Now,
everybody should have a book. And just label them Howie, Jimmy.
Now, there's another great tape that I'm going to play for you here that you're going to have to hear more than once to really appreciate. Right. It's a long form art. It's an art film. Actually, is what it is. It's a contemporary artist.
A long-form art film?
What? Yes.
I'm not sure.
His name is George Michael.
He will fascinate you.
Now, he is the sports guy on Channel 4 here in Washington. Another guy that's a good friend of ours and has been on the show many times.
And he's been on television since television really was invented.
That's true. Right. Back when they were doing the stuff like when they... Well, actually, when radio was television. Back when they had to use like coconuts to make it sound like a horse was coming down the road. You know what I mean.
Back, the Shadow Knows. Yes.
Right.
Back in those days. Well, this is the truth. He made the transition from radio to television television was invented.
So anyway, George is a horse enthusiast. Loves him. And he got Christopher Reeve a couple of months ago. Yeah. Not as badly.
No.
But he
messed himself up pretty bad.
And he broke ribs. He broke both of his wrists. Yeah. And he's not been at work regularly. Mm-hmm. He only comes in to do this Redskins show on Saturday night.
That's what he's up for.
With Sonny Jurgensen and Mike Wilbon from the Washington Post and from PTI. Now, I mentioned that last week I watched the show, and George was high. And he was talking about the fact that he was on his meds.
Right.
He was on pain meds.
Yeah, yeah.
So we taped it this week. And this week, he's even better. Now, keep in mind, this is not an art film. This is not a biography. This is a sports show about the mighty Landover Redskins taking on the Phoenix Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
I love getting the names of the teams wrong.
Right.
Pleased to be listening as George starts the show and then starts talking about hot flashes in his pajamas.
Excellent.
Oh, good.
And here he is now.
The Redskins Report starts now.
I would like to apologize for anyone that took offense to anything last week.
Wait a second. Before you get started, we've taken a vote.
Yeah.
We want you to take this Oxycontin here.
Sonny, let me tell you something, man. Do you know the trips I've seen this week? I was
sweating. Sure, was Oxycontin you were taking?
I was sweating real bad. I'm on a bedroom floor. This is personal, but I'll tell you anyway. I don't care. I'm taking drugs. I can get away with it. I'm on the floor Wednesday night, and I'm sweating real bad. And Pat's going, take your pajamas off, man. You're done. I said, I can't. Look at all these people watching.
Okay.
That's in the first 5 seconds,
man,
of this Redskins show. And for those of you around the country who don't know what this is, it's like whatever the show is for your local team. They've got the big, gigantic Redskins helmet in the middle of this living room set. And it's the two jocks, Riggins and Sonny Jurgensen, Mike Wilbon, and George is the guy in the middle.
Pretty terrific group. I mean, if you want to get Redskins analysis.
But in that just a little bit of time you've heard, whoever is directing it has had shots of all of the three people listening to George, and they look terrified.
And you can tell right away with George's voice that he is just not there.
And he's relaying a story about apparently his convalescence at home and making the comment that all these people are watching. Now, that either refers to the fact that George is hallucinating or that he has a rather significant house staff.
Oh, no, I believe it's it's about the drugs.
Yeah, I think so.
The Redskins Report starts now.
I would like to apologize for anyone that took offense to anything last
week. Wait a second. Before you get started, we've taken a vote. Yeah. We want you to take this Oxycontin here.
Sonny, I'm sure I'm gonna tell you something, man. Do you know the trips I've seen this week? I was sweating real bad. I'm on a bedroom floor. This is personal, but I'll tell you anyway. I don't care. I'm taking drugs. I can get away with it. I'm on the floor Wednesday night, and I'm sweating real bad. And Pat's going, take your pajamas off, man. You're done. I said, I can't. Look at all these people watching. I was about to say at the top that I would like to apologize for anyone that took offense to anything that was said here last week, but I can't. Because the fact is, well, first of all, I don't apologize anyway, but the fact is, Wilbon is the blame. I was told to not get upset, not get angry. But you did it. Do you want to apologize for last week? Just yes or no. Do you want to apologize?
Because you're right. What do you want to apologize
for? Okay, here it is. Here is the exchange that got me going so bad last week with Michael Wilbon. Redskins, do they go 5-0 the rest of the year?
No.
Okay. Then I'll get on something you will agree on. They do beat the Rams.
No.
They lose to the Rams.
Wow.
He just sounds so
He does.
He's trying.
We got to get him on the show. We really do. Of course, if he's not going in to do his regular TV thing, he's not going to come on this show.
But isn't it great?
It's fantastic because George is all hopped up on painkillers.
That's got to hurt.
I'm sweating.
This week, but I can't because the fact is, well, first of all, I don't apologize anyway, but the fact is, Wilbon is the blame. I was told to not get upset, not get angry, but you did it. Do you want to apologize for last week? Just yes or no. Do you want to apologize because you're
right? What do you want to apologize
for? Okay, here it is. Here is the exchange that got me going so bad last week with Michael Wilbon. Redskins, do they go 5-0 the rest of the year?
No.
Okay. Then I'll get on something you will agree on. They do beat the Rams.
No.
They lose to the Rams.
Sure.
What do you do that to me for? Do you apologize right now?
Do you do that when I'm the only one sitting here who picks the visiting team to win? Do you show that?
Oh, don't worry. John wanted to, but he didn't have the cojones to do it. He wanted to.
No, give me a break.
What?
Ryan Fitzpatrick was going to beat the Redskins. Even I couldn't buy into that.
You know, that game was tighter than it should have been for a long time.
No, it's a matter of time.
No. It's the disrespect.
Oh, stop. Now, this week may be a different story.
Shut up.
Seven out of nine in the desert.
It's the disrespect.
Not mumbo jumbo either.
What did you say?
That's right.
The Redskins lost seven of the last nine games played in the desert.
Yes.
Did you pick the Cardinals for any of those games?
I would doubt it. Did you pick the Cardinals?
Are you kidding?
I doubt it. But here's the deal. See, it's the disrespect you show. You're like Brian Baldinger. Let me take you back to this past Sunday.
Now you're going
to
rip up on Brian Baldinger? What did he do?
He was saying how the Redskins coaching staff, how they've lost it. They don't have it anymore. They can't get they don't know how to be able to do things right. They don't have the ability.
You have to see the video that goes along with, because he's got the chalky mouth, and he's...
Has he got bandages on?
No.
I think with his hands suspended in traction.
And for those of you who have not heard him before, he's an excitable boy, as Warren Zevon was sure.
Energetic.
But he's got much more...
Right.
Energy. He's much more manic now.
See, I'm surprised you don't see, like, the bandages on his wrists or anything like that, or his hand in cast.
Coach Winters, listen to Joe Bugle.
That was so embarrassing. I felt sorry for the guy. I really did because he had, excuse me.
He had diarrhea.
Yeah, he had diarrhea of the mouth. I'll tell you what. He just talks and talks and talks and really says nothing. You know what I mean? So you got to ignore people like that. Rub them off you.
Joe Bugle, obviously, see, as you guys want to finally give me some respect here. Come on.
What you did on the show last week was unbelievable.
George, we give you big credit for coming back playing Hurts.
Yeah, I'm playing Hurts tonight, baby. I'm radio.
How does that go, Sonny? I mean, Sellers could come back to radio.
He said radio, I think. It's a compliment to people.
George, we give you big credit for coming back playing Hurts.
Yeah, that was playing Hurts tonight, baby. I'm radio.
How does that go, Sonny? I mean, Sellers could come back within a week, and it took George 6 weeks.
He had one cracked rib. Mike Sellers, don't give me that tough guy crap. That ain't going to fly, baby. Don't you start me, Riggins. All right, come on, Sonny. Why can't this team get any respect?
One cracked rib.
Well, they struggle in every game. And they, it's a very difficult game, team
George,
to figure out.
George.
Because 1 week they play well, and the next week they don't. And it's,
insightful, Sonny.
On it of how this team's going to come out and play week in and week out.
And we don't know who's going to play. This week, Santana Moss is hurt, but no one wants to talk about him being hurt. Ben, you were talking about Ben Roethlisberger. He's hurt, but no one wants to talk about him being hurt.
This
What's the big secret?
What he's doing, is he's getting that fake energy. Because he's trying to overcompensate for the fact that really he's probably still feeling like...
And what I love is the fact that it sounds like he cannot feel his tongue. And he's doing his best to enunciate.
Yes.
But
you're getting a lot of... George is not a D's Dem and Dozer. And he's doing it and because he's probably having some trouble making the TH sound.
He's in a groove.
Great. You don't get extra credit. You earn it. And the only way you earn it in the NFL is the way these gentlemen earned it. You win the games. When you are 6-6 and you lose three straight, two of them at home.
Enough of Wilbon. Let's get back to High George.
That would be the
Curious George.
You're not going to get me to go around praising
All right, Wilbon.
That team. You praise. It's real simple. You're critical when they lose. You praise when they win.
More George, please.
Praise for the Rams.
Simple.
You won't give me any praise.
6-6 on the season.
They did rookie quarterback?
They did exactly what they were supposed to do.
John, this time last week you're saying, hey, this guy Ryan Fitzpatrick could be the real deal. He could burn him out there in St. Louis.
I didn't say that.
You got some tape of that? I want to see it. Let me go look. I'll be back in 1 minute. I'm running down to the library right now. Let's see if we can find that. It's got to be in there somewhere. Edit it together, Jeff.
Edit it.
Edit it together.
Come on.
It's got to be in there somewhere.
The Redskins Report starts now.
I would like to apologize for anyone that took offense to anything last week.
Before you get started, we've taken a vote. Yeah. We want you to take this Oxycontin here.
Sonny, let me tell you something. Man. Do you know the trips I've seen this week? I was
sweating. Oxycontin you were taking?
I was sweating real bad. I'm on a bedroom floor. This is personal, but I'll tell you anyway. I don't care. I'm taking drugs. I can get away with it. I'm on the floor Wednesday night, and I'm sweating real bad. And Pat's going, take your pajamas off, man. You're done. I said, I can't. Look at all these people watching.
George Michael. Hi.
Speedy recovery, George.
Have a good trip.
You think he's going to be, when's he coming back to his regular sports casting gig?
It just, you know, it says something to me about the constitution, no pun intended, of Rush Limbaugh.
Mm-hmm.
The man must have the staying power when it comes to drugs of an elephant. Rush Limbaugh wasn't he buying like 300 of those a day?
He was eating so many of them. It was amazing. They're saying that might have been one of the reasons he had his hearing problem.
Yeah, but all I know is that when you would listen to him on the radio, besides the fact that he was going deaf,
he really had good afternoon. Here I am.
He could still keep the thing going. I mean, you listen to George. God, George is a lightweight compared to Rush Limbaugh.
Well, technically, you're right about that.
I mean, there's no doubt that George is high. I mean, he's starting the Redskins show.
Well, he's a thin guy to start with, and he probably lost some weight after the horse threw him.
And he's discussing Pat, his wife,
right,
who he never discusses on TV. TV, right.
Yes,
and the fact that he's laying in his house in his pajamas
with his cracked ribs and his broken wrist.
The Redskins Report starts now.
I would like to apologize for anyone that took offense to anything last week.
Before you get started, we've taken a vote. Yeah. We want you to take this Oxycontin here.
Sonny, let me tell you something, man. Do you know the trips I've seen this week? I was sweating real bad. I'm on a bedroom floor. This is personal, but I'll tell you anyway. I don't care. I'm taking drugs. I can get away with it. I'm on the floor Wednesday night, and I'm sweating real bad. And Pat's going, take your pajamas off, man. You're done. I said, I can't. Look at all these people watching.
The trips I've taken this week.
I think he edited out a lot from that story. That's what that scene was really like.
Pat walks in the room. George,
you know, George is on the floor.
He's always pretty. I predict he's doing this though. He's doing that thing
It's not a dance. The thing that Curly would do, and he would get on the floor.
Yeah. Where he's like spinning around in a circle.
He would have one
like
leg.
Like a pinwheel.
Yeah, he would have one leg out, one leg in.
A lot of profanity in there, too. Oh, come on, Pat.
Just got on a big cowboy hat.
I can't feel my effing legs.
His PJs.
His PJs. His horsey PJs.
With feet. King George.
He's got horse pajamas.
King George. If Channel 4 would give us the permission, we'd like to put the video up on our website because
I'm on the floor and Pat comes over. I'm on the floor and I got my special thoroughbred pajamas on. Every Triple Crown winner.
The video is even better because he's all over the place. And Rob is right that when they cut to a shot of Mike Wilbon, it's like everybody's looking at him like, he's really so high.
Yeah, it's interesting to see. I haven't seen it, so I'm just basing what I my opinion on hearing him. But he must. How does he look? Obviously they put the. Is he still orange? He's always orange, and as long as he's orange, I'm happy.
I would say that an ashen orange.
Yeah,
really,
not as orange.
He looks a little peaked.
Yeah.
Well, in his case, that might mean he looks a little better.
Really?
A little grayer. He looks a little less orangey and a little more, almost a little more human-like.
Mm-hmm.
If that's...
You mean less like Babylon 5 than he looked before?
Yeah, less Deep Space Nine.
Less Deep Space Nine Star Trek.
Yes, yes. Yeah, it's a compliment.
He's an interesting-looking guy anyway. He's been an interesting-looking guy for 50 years.
Handsome is as handsome does.
He is. When he was back on WABC, he was an interesting-looking guy.
Yeah.
I bet he was an interesting-looking kid.
Well, I think, really, if you want to know for people around the country that have not seen George on TV, really, he might, as a kid, have looked... You take the green out, but he might have looked like that little Grinch. You know, without the without all the hair and without the
the compliments
just keep coming.
You know, just when I thought it couldn't get any better, it does.
We could probably find a picture of him as a boy. I think Matthew Brady took it.
Between shots of Abe.
Exactly.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, on the Terry and JB situation.
Yes, sir.
I think Terry, JP, he altered his joke so he doesn't offend anybody, you know, any other races or anything, because it's a known fact that coming from the black community, you really don't play the dozen unless you're ready to fight.
Well, okay. Thank you for bringing the race card into this.
All right, brother.
Okay, I'm sure that's exactly why JB screwed up the joke.
Yeah,
he was afraid of offending the 8 million rednecks that watch Fox NFL Sunday.
Yeah, and the whole culture of the NFL is, you throw those insults out. Yeah, they do that. They do that with the players. It's the locker room stuff.
It's guys.
Come on, and JB, you got it. You got to fight back.
Pat comes in, and I'm wearing my Luke Perry 8.5 second PJs with the feet in them.
And I've made.
I'm trying to get to the commode.
I'm made everywhere.
I just couldn't do it. And I'm sweating. And I'm upset.
My bedroom is like the back of your SUV. Everywhere.
Oh, it's horrible, man.
I got a resolution on that for you.
Oh, really?
Don and Mike show, yes, on the SUV that was nearly ruined by my dog's diarrhea. Hello?
Hey, happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Hey, you know, the nation does get to see George Michael every Sunday night on the Sports Machine.
Yeah, the Sports Machine. Right. Anybody who watches the Sports Machine.
And I saw him last night, and I was remarking that I think that was his first week back.
Okay, so if he did Sports Machine last night, that means he is back.
Maybe he's all the way back. Okay, thanks. Where are you calling from? What state?
Vermont.
Vermont. Beautiful. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
For 3 days, I swore I was Jim Vance.
Okay, a break. We'll come back. Weekend talk, diarrhea and the car talk.
Yes.
Christmas talk and some more great tapes, including very close to the very first show that Mike did with me almost 20 years ago. Or, well, as far as I can tell, 20 years ago today.
Back when I was using a duck call.
20 years ago today. Well,
I don't think I did that on my own. I think somebody told me to use a duck call.
No, I think that's
Did somebody give me a duck call?
I think that's what you brought. As a matter of fact, when we had that original meeting with Smokey, I believe that you said, I think what the show really needs
is a duck call.
A high quality duck call.
Well, I'm glad you remembered that.
And then you also said, you know what else needs is a guy with a snare drum
And right. A guy would like one of those horns.
Wacky
right.
horn.
Right.
That's right. You were behind.
And a guy with a very high-pitched, crazy laugh. And a beard that goes to mass every day.
Yeah, 20 freaking years.
So little has changed.
20 freaking years. So much has changed, Buzz.
Right.
So much
That's
has
what
changed.
I meant to
yet, yet so little has changed.
Yeah, and the world has just changed dramatically, too. Look at the Mohawks without shaved heads.
There you go, back to the Mohawks.
Yeah, it's bothering me.
Don and Mike.
It's a hangout,
hey,
man.
Congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
Are you going to renew your vows today?
Yeah. Yes.
I thought we were waiting to go to Vegas to do that.
What's up?
You know that haircut's called a frohawk.
A frohawk?
Yeah, I actually had one. And watch out, too, because the mullet's coming back.
All right, Billy Ray, thanks for the call.
Yep.
Don't mind the mullet. I'll jump on that bandwagon.
Oh, that's okay.
Got to break everybody as we start the next, well, I don't want to say 20 years.
No.
As we start our next
chapter.
20 minutes.
Our next 20 minutes.
Chapter can be a page. Chapter can be a paragraph. Chapter can be a sentence.
We will start our next 20 minutes of broadcast mediocrity when we return.
I can't wait.
This is the Don and Mike Show.